In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Some of you may know that today is my birthday. Hold that thought. And as usual, some members of my family have asked me the most difficult question in the world. What do you want for your birthday? Well, gee, what do I want? To be taller, skinnier, less gray haired, to hit the Powerball, to get a new car, to own an apartment in Venice, to have an unlimited supply of dark chocolate. With no calories. Right on, Jerry. Now, rationally, I know that none of these things are going to happen. I may want these things, but that's unlikely. And in fact, they are truly not things that I need. We have a lot of wants, don't we? But want is different than need. And maybe we spend too much of our time thinking about our wants and not enough thinking about what we really need. And that's certainly the case in today's gospel. Now remember where we are in the Gospel of John. Jesus has just miraculously fed 5,000 people with just a couple of loaves of bread and a few fish. You know, when I hear that story, I always think, fish tacos with some nice mahi-mahi. But somehow I don't think that was what he distributed among the group. But he's fed them all, and then he's crossed the Sea of Galilee, and they followed him. And he's accused them of following them simply to get some more of that magic bread. And he says they've missed the point. The bread that they truly need is the sustenance that he can offer if they believe in him and in his heavenly Father. He is the bread that they need. And today, once again, twice in this gospel, he says, I am the bread of life. And once again, they don't get it. He's promising them eternal life, eternal sustenance, and they just don't buy it. Too much for their heads to grasp. Why is it so hard for them? Let's put ourselves in their places. Let's imagine we are these local folks, people who grew up in the same town that Jesus did. People who've lived under the thumb of the Roman Empire for a few generations. And for those of us who are those people, life is hard. We've been taxed until we have nothing left. We know we are God's chosen people. All the scriptures say so, but it sure doesn't feel like it's very special being God's chosen people these days. We're the bottom rung of the social and economic and political ladder. And we know we've been promised somebody sent from God to save us. And then we hear about Jesus and what he can do. We've heard about miracles, we've heard about healings, and we've heard he's a pretty good preacher too. And we wonder if he is the promised one who's going to make our lives different. Someone who can lead us in conquering our Roman overlords. So we go to hear him preach and teach. And in the midst of all of this and healing, he feeds us with the most marvelous bread and fish. Even though there was hardly any bread or fish to be had in the crowd. A miracle to be sure. He must be the promised one. But then he slips away across the water and we follow him, but he seems annoyed with us. You're just here for the meal, but you're ignoring what I have to offer that'll really keep you going. And then we get aggravated. Nobody likes to be told that they've gotten it wrong. Who does he think he is? Isn't he just that guy who was the son of the carpenter down the road, Joseph? What makes him think he's so special? We don't need any arrogant kid from the neighborhood. We want somebody who will be our king, a conqueror. He'll turn the nation of Israel into the most powerful and feared nation on earth. No more Roman taxes. No more being treated like second-class citizens. No more Roman soldiers being garrisoned in our towns and taking all the good food so that we have barely enough bread to feed the children. Nah, Jesus can't be the promised one, despite that little trick with the bread and the fishes. He's just a neighbor's kid, not a conqueror. Bread of heaven, I think not. He is not what we want. But as the old Rolling Stones song says, you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you get what you need. Those people who dismissed Jesus as a magic trickster, a riddle maker whom they could not understand, were so focused on what they wanted, a conquering king, that they missed that he was in fact what they really needed. They wanted a king, but what they needed was someone who would repair their relationship with God, who would feed them and sustain them and give them eternal life. Not just bread and circuses to distract them, as their Roman overlords did, but real and eternal sustenance. And the fact is that eternal life doesn't look like earthly political or military victory. It means that we continue to live in an imperfect world where we don't always get what we want. Yes, it is a beautiful world that our Creator has given us, but it's not a perfect one. Think of mosquitoes. Think of the hives. That perfection, that sense of complete satisfaction, is a mark of eternal life, not of what we experience in the here and now. It's the bread that's more than what we make sandwiches with. It's the sustenance that lasts more than a meal, that lasts a whole lifetime and beyond. And that is the difficult and confusing lesson that Jesus is trying to teach us here. That's why in John's version of this story, Jesus keeps saying over and over again, I am the bread of life. Because with this humble metaphor, he's trying to get the people who are stuck in a sea of wants to look at what they really need. Not a meal, not a conquering king. No. What they need is what really endures forever. And they can get it simply by believing that they are the beloveds of the one who created them. And the one who created them will always make sure that they get what they need. What do you want? What do you need? For my birthday, I might have listed all the wants that I mentioned at the beginning of this sermon. The chocolate, the money, the weight loss, the apartment. All silly, meaningless wants. But what do I really need? Just like the miracle of the loaves and fishes, I've already gotten what I really need. My family around me. My work in this place that means so much to me. My Creator, who names me beloved and gives me what I truly need. That is what endures. That is my bread of life. Not wants hoped for that do not truly satisfy, but the needs that matter and last. Thanks be to God, who gives us the bread of life, the sustenance that never fails, the promise of eternal life. Thanks be to God, who doesn't always give us what we want, but most certainly gives us everything we need.